Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Hello, beautiful human beings of the internet. I'm Lauren Elizabeth, and today I have an OG frickin' friend. Yes, I have friends.
You do have friends.
It's true. Claudia is one of my oldest friends. If you guys don't know, Claudia Saluski is like an OG YouTuber slash just like Insta baddie. I think you're kind of an Insta baddie.
Oh, don't say that.
But like a little bit.
Here's the thing is I try not to be. I'm very self-aware with the posts that I, the posts that I post on Instagram. I really try to kind of spread it all out and make the feed look, I want some variety, you know?
Yeah, I will say that you're one of the most.
I try to keep it, I mean, here's the thing, because I don't want to hate on Insta baddies or anything.
No,
like that.
Never.
You know what I mean? They're doing it. They're getting their coin. It's great. I think I try not to show too much and I try to, you know, keep it classy.
You're one of the most OCD perfectionist people I know. So
this is true.
Believe this for sure. Welcome back to Mood with Lauren Elizabeth. Obviously today we have Claudia Saluski, one of my oldest and dearest friends. I'm literally sitting in her new house and I'm just like looking around right now. I don't know if you guys know, we're going to get into all these things, but like,
isn't this crazy?
This is actually insane.
Lauren, we're growing up.
Well, that's like what I was thinking on the way here. I was like, what is the mood of today? It's kind of just like, at first I was like, is it going to be like in love or is it going to be like adulting? Like, I don't know.
I think it's a blend mm-hmm. of a few different moods. I think we've got adult for sure.
Okay.
Adulthood, big mood. Domestic, big mood.
Big mood.
Before you came here, I spent the whole morning cleaning the house. So yeah, I wanted to tidy up for you.
Oh my God, thank you so much.
And then I think my last mood is just gratitude. I've had the most exciting week here.
Did you say gratitude?
Yeah.
That's so cute. I just didn't hear you and I wanted to make sure that I wasn't going to think you were cute for no reason.
Yeah, we've been sleeping in this house for a week now, which went by so fast because every day there's just so much to do. So it's flying by, but it's crazy. You know,
oh my God.
A new life chapter is starting. So I'm grateful to be starting it and excited and eager, and I'm feeling like a mother.
Honestly, you really are a mother. And like, it was a weird concept for me when so if you guys don't know, Claudia has been in a relationship for a year with her boyfriend, Phineas, who's a very successful artist. You guys should check out his music. He's so amazing. And she obviously makes incredible YouTube videos. She's been on YouTube forever. She's been my friend on YouTube, turned to real life sister forever. And they just bought a house together. And it was one of those things where I was like, oh my God, like my little sister's growing up. And it felt like a little weird at first. And we talked about it for a while too. You're like, should I move in with my boyfriend? Like a year ago. And now that it's like happening and I'm here, I can't even imagine going back to your old apartment.
Well, this is the crazy thing. So yeah, Phineas and I met last September. And
yes.
I don't know. I'm trying to think of when we first started talking about living together. I think everything we do is just so not rushed, but always fast paced.
Yeah.
We just get really excited and we're stoked. And so, I mean, I think we started talking about it as soon as that next January or February.
100%.
I mean, that's when I texted you and I
you
was like.
You texted me in.
He just told me that he wants to live with me by the end of this
you
year.
You texted me, I think, after like Christmas break. Mm-hmm. And you were like, okay, Phineas literally just sent me this text. You sent me a screenshot.
Yeah.
And he was like, I think we should live together. And you were like, what do I do? And I said to you, and you know, I gave really good advice. I said, listen, a lot of people move in together right away. But if you're not ready, you don't have to be ready. Mm-hmm. And I think it just depends. Like, if you really want to spend the rest of your life with him and you're not in a rush, then don't rush into it. But at the same time, if you feel ready, go for it. And you're like, you know what? You're right. I think I'm going to wait. And then lo and behold, 2 months later.
Didn't wait at all.
You showed up to my house and you're like, so some things have changed. And I was like, what do you mean some things have changed?
Okay. The best piece of advice you gave that I clearly did not follow.
Right.
But I just want to vocalize it because it was
Thank
great.
You.
Was that... You know, life is long and you were like, if he's the one and this is the way that I feel about my boyfriend, Cameron, we have so much time to do those things that right now we're enjoying this phase of life where we have sleepovers and we have our separate places. And I thought that was really great advice. And then
until
I relayed it back to Phineas and he was like, no, that's bullshit. We're moving in together. We have to, we have to, have to. It'd be so fun. We can get a dog. And I was like, you're right. He just shouted, that's not
okay,
true.
Okay, can I just say one
Are
thing
really
quick?
Are you telling me you weren't excited to move in together?
You look very nice.
Thanks very much. Hi, by the way.
Hi, Finn.
So I was in Berlin, Germany at the time having a conversation with Claudia, and I was like, real talk, when are we moving in together? And
I remember this because I saw the screenshot.
By the way, we've been together 4 months at the time.
Yes, 100%. Months,
yeah.
And she was like, well, you have your Phineas house, and I really want to get my Claudia house. And maybe after that period... We'll live together. And I was like, sounds like bullshit. Sounds like someone else's opinion. Doesn't sound like a typical Claudia house.
I never said the Claudia house thing, though. I told her
yeah,
not to invest. I told her, I was like, do not invest in a house if you are going to move in with him in like a year.
Yeah.
Sounds like something that someone else maybe told her advice. And I was like, that's all fine. I was like, no worries. It's totally cool. And then I got back 4 weeks later. It had been the longest 5 weeks of my whole life away from her. I hated it. I hated
like
every minute of it.
Yeah.
And I got back and I said something about real estate or whatever. And I was like, well, you know, on the other side of like whenever you get your house, like whatever, 5 years down the line, whenever we're moving in together. And Claudia goes, actually, I've changed my mind. I just want to move in with you.
I will say so, though, I never said, oh, go get your house. I was like, if you're going to take a house,
yeah.
flip it,
yeah.
sell it. I was like, that's going to take forever. FYI. Yeah, like,
100%.
I was like, if you really want to do that, sure. But like, mm-hmm. if you actually want to move in with this guy, then like,
yeah.
don't fucking buy a house.
Well,
so that was not my advice. That was her vision of like interior design. Okay.
Yeah, that was absolutely me just wanting to have a home that I could make my own. And
but do you feel like you can do that now here?
But 1,000% that is what's happening
check
here.
Check out the furniture.
We are fully sitting in my old living room because all we did was just take my living room furniture from my apartment and brought into this house. And is anyone complaining? Oh,
he's gone. He can't even complain. I'll say two things really quick. One, I sat down and we're with all your old furniture and I feel like we're not even in a new house at all. And two, my favorite thing about Phineas is that the first time I met him, you said something, you were like, oh, we were in the kitchen and Phineas was saying this. And then I said, he was like, that's not what happened.
Oh, I know. He checks me every time.
He checks you. Cause sometimes like as your friend, you'll be like talking, I'll be like, did that really happen? I'm like, is that exactly? I think I was there, but are you sure? And I'm like, oh, Claudia's you. Okay. Yeah. That sounds about right. He literally is like, that's not what happened. And I'm like, oh my God, I love you.
You know what? Here's the thing. I was going to say that I fluff things, but I'm not even going to point all of the guilt over onto my side because, you know, I think the one thing that Phineas and I really value is delivery of jokes, mm-hmm. stories, anything that's happened. And if we can add in some little seasoning, a little spice, just to add that, you know, just make it a little funnier. Add that kick, we'll do it. And sometimes if it somehow, you know, embarrasses the other party or someone takes it too far, then we check each other and we're like, did that really happen like that?
Yeah. I mean, my favorite thing is calling people out because we all embellish all the time.
Yeah.
But it's my favorite that like you have like a partner that actually Like, you guys, I feel like you guys both live in, like, in love land. And so it's nice to see you guys, like, check each other on stuff. Because I'm like, okay, at least they're not fully fucking insane.
Oh, yeah. We're the worst in social media. We're so lovey-dovey.
You guys, if you don't follow Claudia and Phineas, I highly recommend it because they're insane. It's like, they'll post a picture and it's like, oh, my God, I can't wait to fucking marry you. And I'm like, oh, my God, calm down.
Honestly, yeah, all the comments. The comments that we leave on each other's posts are worse than the actual posts themselves, you know?
100%.
Yeah.
You've been on comments by celebs, right? I thought I saw you on comments by celebs.
I don't know what that is.
Oh my God. The fame is getting to her, guys.
Is that an Instagram account?
It's an Instagram account that celebrities love, and it highlights comments by celebrities on other celebrities' posts.
Well, they're definitely not posting my comments. Maybe
no, I think you are like a part of like a slew of things on like a Billie Eilish or like something post. Okay. I don't know, but I was like, oh shit, she's made it. Like,
oh my God.
I was like, she's on comments by celebs.
That is so funny. Recently, Headspace, the account, followed me and I'm freaking out because I love that app.
How much is their app per month? Is it expensive or is it free?
I definitely pay. Definitely not free.
You should try to hook that up for yourself.
Honestly, you're so right. Because they
slide into the DMs.
They're commenting. They're active.
Every single one of my friends has slid into Sweetgreen's DMs and has gotten free Sweetgreen. Like cards. Like full, like multiple salads.
Oh my God.
I mean, this is the life we live. This is 2019, motherfuckers. We're all getting free shit left and right. The rich getting richer.
Oh my God.
So fucked up. Is hiring challenging? Yes. Do you love a challenge? Also, yes. You need a hiring partner that can help you rise to the challenge, and you need Indeed. Indeed is the hiring platform where you can attract, interview, and hire all in one place. Instead of spending hours on multiple job sites searching for candidates with the right skills, Indeed's a powerful hiring platform that can help you do it all. We streamline hiring with powerful tools that find you match candidates. And with Instant Match, over 80% of employers get quality candidates whose resume on Indeed matches their job description the moment they sponsor a job, according to Indeed US data. One of the things I really love about Indeed, though, is that it makes hiring all in one place so easy because the candidates you invite to apply are already 3 times more likely to apply to your job than candidates who only just see it in a search. So they're really getting you 1 step closer to hire by immediately matching you with quality candidates. Like, we don't have time to waste. We don't have dilly-dallying. I just need someone to join my team that knows what they're doing. And I don't want to stress about it. I want Indeed to do the hard work for me, and they do. It shows me candidates whose resumes on Indeed fit the description immediately after I post so I can hire faster. And even better, Indeed's the only job site where you only pay for applications that meet your must-have requirements. Indeed is an unbelievably powerful hiring platform, delivering 4 times more hires than all other job sites combined, according to TalentNest 2019. So join 3 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. You can start hiring now with a $75 sponsored job credit to upgrade your job post at Indeed.com/mood. Offer is good for a limited time. Claim your $75 credit now at Indeed.com/mood. Just go to Indeed.com/mood and support the show by saying you heard about it on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/mood. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. So I don't know if you know this, but they say giving birth is equivalent to running a marathon. But what about being pregnant and building a company from scratch while taking on the multivitamin aisle? Yeah, no, I'm not talking about me. I just did the whole pregnancy thing and kind of complained about it to you guys the whole time. But that is the story of Ritual's founder, Kat Schneider, who started Ritual because she couldn't find a prenatal she could trust. I love this because I just feel like I trust Ritual with everything. And the only reason I honestly took prenatals was because of Ritual. And I'm going to tell you why. It's the Essential for Women prenatal. You guys know they obviously have the Essential for Women 18+, if you're not pregnant. So don't forget about that. But it's a prenatal vitamin made traceable with vegan bioavailable and clinically studied key nutrients for before and during pregnancy. I love it because it's a citrus or mint essence capsule, and they're designed to be gentle on your stomach so you can take them when you want with or without food. I literally looked forward to taking it because it was so easy and tasted good. Like, I don't know how else to tell you that. And then you just feel so accomplished and proud growing your baby because you're like, oh my God, I just put this high quality formulation with nature identical choline and clinically studied methylated folate to support your baby's neural tube development before and during pregnancy. It also has 300 milligrams of vegan sustainably sourced omega-3 DHA, and that's going to support your baby's brain development during pregnancy as well. These capsules are a delayed release, so they're designed to dissolve later in the small intestine, an ideal place to absorb nutrients. So like, they have thought of everything. You are getting those nutrients. You are a pregnant superhero, okay? Why settle for a multivitamin you're not 100% sure about? Ritual was literally built on trust, so you know it's the real deal. And Ritual is offering my listeners 30% off during your first month. All you have to do is visit ritual.com/mood to start Ritual or add Essential for Women prenatal to your subscription today. Okay, so what are we saying our current mood is? It's adulting and I guess you're saying grateful. I guess I was like grateful.
I was saying adulting, domestic, mm-hmm. grateful. What are you feeling? What's your mood?
I feel like my mood is like, it kind of goes into adulting because it's like this cool thing of I might not feel like I'm doing the exact same thing as you, but I'm doing something on the same track of growth, but also like, I'm just so proud of you. So like, I don't want to just say like proud, but it's like proud slash like we are getting older. Like we are like growing up. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, I definitely, the relationship I've always had towards you is like, I've always looked up to you. And I mean, I feel like I've talked about this on countless panels with
you.
You
sent me the cutest fucking voice memo 2 weeks ago. I almost cried. I almost cried.
I did. And I just, well, I've always just looked up to you and how much you never underestimate yourself. And you're always trying new and different things. And I think you moved out to Los Angeles a year before me.
Yeah, but you were also a lot younger.
That's true. That's very true. And so I feel like whatever I'm going through, you've already gone through it or yeah. you're going through it at the same time.
Yeah. It's a weird like role reversal for us right
yeah.
now.
Yeah.
Because like you've been in a shorter relationship. I've been in a longer relationship. I remember like when you were single for the first year of my relationship with Cameron and you were like our kid, you would be like, okay, I met this guy. And we'd be like, no, Claudia.
Exhausting.
Yeah. Exhausting. And so it's like, it's cool. Like seeing like, yeah, I moved into a house and now you're moving into a house, but like you're doing something I've never done, which is move in with your significant other. And I'm not right. even there yet, you know? Mm-hmm. So it's like this really cool role reversal that like I'm super here for because I'm excited to like learn something from like your mistakes and shit.
I was going to say, now you get to learn from my mistakes or we get to, you know,
just you won't admit continue. Them for like 12 months, but when I get there, you'll be like, okay, so this true. Is what really happened.
So this is what bothers me the fuck out of, no, I'm kidding. We have people a very were really productive and mutually beneficial.
Yeah.
And very, what's the word? Nurturing friendship.
But a lot of people were even saying like, because you had a one clip in my vlog like a few weeks ago, and a lot of people were being like, wait, you and Claudia like briefly mentioned that you were talking about like your careers and like all this stuff and how you support each other. Like, share that wisdom. And I just thought, oh my god, like it's so crazy that there are two girls that are in the exact same line of work, like mm-hmm. so exact,
with, so similar.
We yeah. have the exact same agents. We don't have the same manager, but we have similar people on our team, mm-hmm. exact same line of work, and all we do is like give each other advice and make sure we're on the same page, make sure we're doing the right stuff. And I think that's really rare in this industry, especially.
Totally.
But also, we both are from Chicago, so
I know
maybe that's it. I don't know.
We're both from Chicago, and we have known each other for 7-8 years, something crazy,
so
like
long.
That. And we started YouTube around the same time. I met your family early on, so you feel like family. And we moved out here around the same time. And why am I even talking about this?
But it's just like when we go home, oh, it's like. It's like when we go home, it's like, okay, we're going out to dinner with like my family. Oh, Claudia, take a train down. Yeah. Like
yeah, exactly.
And then she sleeps at my mom's condo. It's fine.
Yeah. And I think that's maybe the reason why, like, I've never felt any sort of competition or weird.
Because it's like, if you win, I win. And then if I win, yeah. you win. You know yeah. what I mean? Like, we're on the same team as opposed mm-hmm. to like competing against each other on different teams.
And I think also what people forget often is that there's actually so much room in this industry to do whatever you want and do your thing.
I can't. I literally can't.
I'm sorry. We're just in a very distracted environment.
Phineas just pulled out a Christmas tree from the closet. Are you taking that to dinner?
In front of all my jackets.
I had to hide it. Look, it's not Christmas time yet.
We found the Christmas closet, though.
Jacket time.
It is always jacket time. I just didn't know where else to put it temporarily. I honestly, the second I put it in there, I was like, this is going to be an issue.
I can't believe you guys live together. This is so cute.
It's so exciting. God. We wake up every single morning and we're like, okay, we win. This is fun.
This is so this sick. Is fun. What but like, and you're winning, but like I'm winning because I'm sitting here and I get to enjoy it too.
Oh my gosh. Okay. We are going on so many tangents.
I know. My friends at The Morning Toast, they called one of their episodes the other day called The Morning Tangent. And I was just like, yes. I was like, that's amazing.
That's really funny.
So there's a few like just, you know, like housekeeping things. Speaking of, we're actually both nominated for Revolve Awards.
Oh my God. Yeah. Wow. This is such perfect timing.
I know. So yeah. This will be going up on Wednesday. So if you guys want to go vote for us, maybe split it 50-50. That's totally fine. But either way, just go vote for the Revolve Awards. We'll be there. We're both nominated for YouTube Channel of the Year. And then I have a new vlog up on my channel and I'll be in San Francisco with Caitlin Bristow. I'll be on her podcast and I'll be performing live with her. Go to her website, buy tickets. By the time this podcast episode comes out, it'll be on Saturday and I'll be performing with her on stage in San Francisco. So I hope to see some of you guys there and meet you guys and probably just get drunk and be funny on stage.
Oh my God. Are you nervous to do a live podcast on stage?
If your boyfriend was sitting front row, yeah.
I'd be nervous too.
I gotta go.
You gotta go?
I love you.
I love you too.
Listen to this. This
is have great. A great time at the Hayride tonight. Love you.
Thank you.
Lauren, great to see you.
So good to see you.
Enjoy your
new dinner. Model 3.
Bye.
I love you.
Love you too. That wasn't for me. Current mood is always what our moods are and what's going on in the world, what's going on in our lives. Obviously, you know, Claudia just moved into this amazing house, but she's obviously been so distracted. So I really want to just like pick her brain. I'm figuring out that she clearly doesn't pay attention to jack shit because you didn't listen to comments by celeb or you don't even know that comments by celebs exist, which is just like so fucked up.
I can't even keep up with my own Instagram.
Okay, this is such bullshit. I need you to spend more time on the internet. I'm going to ask you a hard-hitting question.
Lauren, I've been moving boxes.
Okay, that's fine.
Every day for the
moving
last
is
two
really
weeks.
Hard. I'll give you that.
I have done nothing on my phone.
Okay, but when I come over here and there's like not a single box.
Oh,
like we're doing a follow-up episode.
Yeah.
Have you watched any of the Jeffree Star Shane Dawson? You're gonna say no. Oh my God. Oh my God. We gotta go, guys.
I know. Okay, you know what? The other day. No, I can't.
What have you seen? What have you seen? Anything? Have you heard anything?
Nothing. All I have done is force Phineas to watch Halloween Town with me because I was trying to get into the spooky spirit, but
it's already over.
It's already over. So now we're gonna move on to classic Christmas movies.
Well, can I tell you something really quick?
Yeah.
So Claudia and Jackie were like telling me to watch Jeffree Star. And
so you watched the whole thing.
So I watched the series. My friend got in town last Thursday after I recorded with Joey King. Mm-hmm. And we just had a girls' night where we just like stayed up and chatted. And she was like, it's my best friend, Mego, who's like, so just like she literally doesn't know how to do her makeup. She doesn't own any makeup. She doesn't know anything. And like, I literally had to like beg her to let me curl her hair. Mm-hmm. And she was like, let's watch the Jeffree Star Shane stuff. And I was like, you've been watching this? She's like, who hasn't? So I was like, okay, I really want to
get into it.
I was like, okay, so we have to get into it. So we start watching it. And the only reason, not the only, but like the reason mostly I'll recommend it to you is because as someone in the digital industry, it was fucking fascinating. Like
it was probably so inspiring to watch too.
It was inspiring in a sense of like, Jeffree himself is, I fell in love with him. Like, I get it now. At first I was like, I don't get how he's so successful just because like, I didn't know. Mm-hmm. I watched him. I totally fucking get it. And then I really felt for Shane in a sense of like, he's living what I kind of like sometimes subconsciously feel times 100 of like all these new YouTubers have come up. He is one of the first YouTubers. People don't even know that anymore. People just associate with him, Jeffree Star. And it's like, Jeffree is such a good person in a sense of he gave him these opportunities, but then they talk numbers and they're like, you'd be making 70, 30 here. You'd be making, and like, for those of you, obviously, you obviously don't know because Claudia and I don't always record podcasts. Like those are the conversations that you and I have. I'm like,
all the time.
You're like, should I get a manager? And I'm like, well, they shouldn't be taking this percentage. And it's like, it's such a weird just industry where it is right now in a sense of we're such guinea pigs and we're pioneering this thing. And watching one of the OGs with one of the most successful people and then them actually spilling the tea of what it's really like and not sugarcoating it. Like my favorite thing that I told Cameron is that Kylie Cosmetics pays around $4 per makeup palette to produce it. Jeffrey pays 20 and they're sold at the same price, yet he still makes all of it back.
Wow.
Like, that's how good his product is. And, like, he'll walk home after everything's off the top with $20 million or something for a palette. Like, that's insane. That's
crazy.
And then you just watch it and you're like, oh, like, you can be an entrepreneur. You can own everything yourself. Like, you don't have, like, you can fuck up, but you also, like, don't have to do it the way that, like, Hollywood has taught you or whatever.
Right.
And, like, honestly, it was so good.
So I did watch the Jeffree Star series that Shane did.
The first one?
The first one, like Jeffree's World or something like that. So I'm pretty familiar with, you know, everything that happened in those and sort of Jeffree's world and career. It's so crazy. I really want to watch.
I feel like I always go on the morning toast and they're always like, you're our YouTube resident, like influencer, whatever. And, you know, you're the same as me. So, like, what do you think about, like, all the new people coming up on the scene, like David Dobrik, Emma Chamberlain, like Jeffree Star, like Jake Paul, Logan Paul? Not like I'm saying, like, what do you think about them as people? Like, just what do you think about the change that has been made since you started, you know?
I mean, we were just talking about this before we turned on the microphones, and it's just so crazy how truly, like, trends change and the content that's asked and desired for changes. I mean, I think good for them. Go them.
Yeah.
You know, I think they found what works for them, and they're truly killing it, and that's awesome. And it's the best thing you can do is honestly learn from that and be like, what is working for them? How can I adapt or turn this into my own version of that or whatever? I think it's awesome.
You guys know my favorite place to get my furniture is Article. It is the absolute best stuff you will find on the market because they are geniuses. And you guys know I'm picky too. Like, my home and my home decor and my aesthetic means quite literally everything to me. And Article believes in delightful design for every home too. Thanks to their online only model, they have some really delightful prices, which is one of the main reasons I love it as well. But don't worry, they have curated an assortment of mid-century modern, coastal, industrial, Scandi, boho. It's going to make all of your furniture shopping simple, and you're going to find something you love. Their team of designers are all about finding the perfect balance between style, quality, and price. So not only are you going to be shocked by the prices, it's going to come in. You're going to be like, wait, this is literally incredible quality, incredible craftsmanship, and it's going to stand the test of time while looking good. Article offers fast, affordable shipping across the US and Canada. Plus, they're not going to leave you waiting around. You get to pick the delivery time, and they're going to send you updates every step of the way. And their customer service is so amazing. They were so sweet. Their knowledgeable customer care team is there when you need them to make sure your experience is just smooth and stress-free, which mine has always been. Article is offering my listeners $50 off your first purchase of $100 or more. So to claim this, you can visit article.com/mood, and the discount's just going to be automatically applied at checkout. That's article.com/mood for $50 off your first purchase of $100 or more. Go to article.com/mood. You guys know the drill. I am lazy, but I am healthy, okay? I was tired of taking so many supplements and wanted a single solution that is going to support my entire body and cover all my nutritional bases every single day. If you're someone like me who's like obsessed with gut health or really needs a boost in energy, immune support, maybe you just hate taking pills and vitamins and want a supplement that actually tastes good, you are going to absolutely love AG1. I was just talking to my boyfriend's dad about it. He's obsessed, which is just like, if you can get the parents on board, it like generations of generations, okay? So I drink AG1 in the morning before just really doing anything besides obviously feeding the girl. And it just makes me feel unstoppable, ready to go. Like, I already accomplished something so important with the most minimal effort ever. I'm obsessed. AG1 is a foundational nutrition supplement that delivers comprehensive nutrients to support whole body health. So it's going to replace your multivitamin, your probiotic, and all in one drinkable habit. It really is a science-driven formulation of vitamins, probiotics, and whole food source nutrients. So they're really raising the standard for quality in the supplement category. Why take a bunch of different things when you can literally just mix one scoop in powder in water once a day? And knowing that every scoop is packed with 75 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, whole food source ingredients, high quality, they're going to give me major benefits, a mood booster. I just feel amazing. It's the best daily habit. You guys need to get on board. Also, it's like 'tis the season, you know? If you want to take ownership of your health, try AG1 and get a free one-year supply of vitamin D and 5 free AG1 travel packs with your first purchase. Go to ag1.com/mood. That's drinkag1.com/mood. Check it out. Do you ever feel discouraged by like all the people coming up? Because I honestly don't, as your friend, like right. I don't feel like you do. And I don't know if you could tell that I do, but like I definitely have a lot. And right. like, do you ever feel that way? Or are you just like so like, because I know you, like for those of you who don't know and don't watch Claudia's videos, she's very like OCD in her editing. Like it's very perfectionist. Like yeah. her content is truly incredible. Whereas like mine has always just been based off my personality. Like that was the same when I was best friends with like Gen X Pen. Like mm-hmm. she would take 2 hours to edit. I would take 30 minutes. So it's like, since you are so like creatively kind of in touch with the way you edit and stuff, did you ever get intimidated or feel like you had to change?
Yeah, I think maybe if anything, it was frustration because I've always, you know, it always takes me, you know, hours for every single video
yeah.
because I add iPad graphics and I get super specific with the shots and the lighting and the music and how it fades in and out. And I've just kind of always been that way. And my content has always just, there's a certain standard that I like to hit mm-hmm. for that. And I think it just, I've never felt, I just as a person feel so different from like anyone who you've just listed. So it's right. not necessarily like, oh, personality wise or anything, because we're all so different.
Yeah.
I think the hardest thing for me was always trying to adapt to any of those trends. I mean, I remember when I first moved out to LA, I just never was the type of person to collaborate. And a huge thing
yes.
was collaborating.
Yes.
That was like the number one way to grow your numbers, to network. And I just never did it. And I don't know why. And do
it's
I regret
we
it?
All,
probably.
But we all started in our bedrooms. So it's
I
like
know.
All these people that started making videos in their bedrooms were all of a sudden expected to collaborate and go to live events.
Yeah.
And we're like, yo, did no one realize we
that,
all...
Like, we all did this alone in our bedrooms.
Yeah.
And there's a reason why.
Literally. And
yeah.
it's just like... But I feel like that's why, like, you're one of the only people I collaborate with, like, digital or video-ly, mm-hmm. video-ly.
Yeah. Video-wise.
Video-wise.
Yeah.
Because, like, with a podcast, this is even hard for me. Like, I've been even getting anxiety now of, like, oh, I had all these ideas of guests, and now I actually have to reach out. And, like,
totally.
They're my friends, but, like, still, it's, you know, we started this in our bedrooms for a reason.
Absolutely. And I think maybe that's just a thing that exists out here or in this industry, but time is really precious for everyone. I mean, I definitely 100%. Feel that way, and I know others feel that way. And so, guys, Lauren just spilled so much water on her lap.
Why did you fill this glass up so high?
Oh my God. Because they're short.
I was trying to be sly and like not look and like
they're
listen
short glasses.
To you.
I wanted to give you a good amount, you know. Anyways.
It's fine, we're fine. That was going to be my podcast name, by the way. It's fine. I'm fine.
I think I heard that part because I'm an avid listener at this point.
Oh my God, thank you so much.
Two episodes in, I'm going strong. Wait, what were we just talking about?
Moving to LA, expected
oh,
of us.
Yeah, and I think it always felt like this weird intimidating thing where you're like, well, this person probably doesn't want to collaborate with me. I don't want to reach out and use up a day of their time.
Yeah.
So I think it was just, I was intimidated by that and I've always just stuck with my editing and... Yeah, I think it just, it changes. And I never really fell into clickbait titles
yeah.
and all these crazy explosive.
It's crazy because like I never really thought about it till now, but you've stayed so like true to yourself, like mm. throughout all this different kind of ebbs and flow of what is popular and what's not and everything.
I think one of the reasons or motivators towards sticking that route is, yeah, it may have not necessarily helped me, you know, blow up in a
grow.
Crazy way
yeah.
like, you know, other YouTubers. But I think I've always had the mentality of, okay, this is what I'm doing right now. Everything that goes on the internet will forever be on the internet. And I know that I want to dive into different avenues and
right.
different. And so I think I always wanted to make sure that I was uploading content that I was proud of and never embarrassed by.
Mm-hmm.
And so whether that is going into, you know, acting or hosting or business owning or, you know, whatever kind of continues to whatever happen in the future.
I know what you mean.
I think I...
I like how I'm saying I know what you mean as like as if this isn't a podcast. And I'm like, girl, I get it. Like,
I get it. I get it. Keep going. I've entirely forgotten that we're filming a podcast at this point, honestly. But I think I've always been very self-aware and self-conscious of what I'm posting and making sure that the image that I'm portraying myself as publicly stays true to who I am. Mm-hmm. And so that's why when you're saying the Instagram thing, I was like, oh my God, wait, do I really seem like an Instagram baddie? Because I really try not to seem like an Instagram baddie.
I was just saying that because like you're hot and you have an Instagram. Like honestly.
Yeah, I mean, listen, we're all posting selfies and doing the damn thing.
I need to say one thing before I segue into what I'm going to ask you.
Yeah.
Is I just had a revelation when you were like, when you were talking about like the old days, I thought of like the Palazzo and like Park La Brea, which is like where we used to live, which if you ever moved to LA.
In the middle of West Hollywood.
I highly recommend never moving there. It's so overpriced and you will live with so many bugs and so many smells. But anyway, I just realized that I filmed, remember when Sawyer Hartman did that charity thing?
Oh my God, I remember.
I filmed with Shane Dawson.
Whoa.
Yeah. Like he was my charity person. So like because I knew that like I'd met him and like I honestly thought about going back on Twitter and I think we like follow each other, maybe have DM'd once, but like after becoming re-obsessed, I was just like, why do I feel a connection towards him? And then I realized it's because I literally filmed with him for this charity thing.
I wonder if that video is still up. You should look at it.
Oh my God. Oh, you're a genius. This is why she's a genius. Oh my God. I didn't even think that far. I'm so fucking stupid. You think far ahead. Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God. Okay. We're going to look that up. And if it exists, I'll post it on my Instagram. But anyway,
perfect, done.
I wrote something down because, you know, Kanye West is dropping a new album and I just wanted to talk about it. But then I realized that you've actually gone to Sunday service. Tell the world. You've never posted about it. No one ever knows. This is an exclusive. You know me. I do hard-hitting journalism here. You have gone to Sunday service.
Okay. Well, let's just make it clear. I was not invited personally. Okay.
Well, yeah.
Definitely so far from that. No, Billy was invited and she brought Phineas and me with her. And it was so cool. We did it. When was that?
It was but like, what was it like? Year. Like, what would you, if you're talking to the people of who who will never go, how would you describe it?
I mean, I'm just going to speak for myself and my opinions and experience. I personally am not the most religious person. I have different beliefs and I've definitely kind of tossed back and forth between what I believe in.
I've gone to church with you before.
This is true. But how long ago was that?
2 years.
Yeah. But I think just being in that environment again, you cannot deny that you just feel so full and so just pure and happy. I don't like, it was just,
but is it
was
all,
a lot of singing.
I was going to say, is it like a concert or does someone do a sermon?
It was indoors because I think it was raining that day. Mm-hmm. So we had it indoors and it was in this dome room and the choir and everyone was just sort of in the center and we were surrounding them. And so the band was in the middle and it was mostly songs. It was a lot of gospel music and religious music, but also Kanye's music with a twist on the lyrics to make it focused. Okay. It was just cool as fuck. Like
but like what I'm trying to gauge is like,
what are you trying to pull from me?
What I'm trying to pull from you is like, when you go in, like, are you attending a concert or is someone giving a sermon?
There was a pastor. I think that. Right.
Oh really? Yeah.
There was like a pastor that
he did a speech. Yeah.
He was doing most of the talking and there's music and kind of happening in the background. And it definitely felt like church. Like you're not
screaming. Really?
You're silent. Okay. You know what I mean? Like you're being respectful towards the space and everyone around and no one's really screaming.
But Kanye doesn't give the sermon.
No, it was pretty cool. We got there very early.
Uh-huh.
So we sat down before anyone else.
Assigned seating?
No.
Assigned seating.
There were just benches. Oh. Yeah, we just sat down. And he came over, introduced himself.
Who, Kanye?
Yeah.
Oh my.
He was
Wait, you never
very
told me
sweet.
That.
Are you sure?
I swear to God. You told me that Kendall, like,
took... Oh, yeah. Kendall did the same thing. She was like, if you guys need anything, let me know. Oh, they were all so welcoming, so sweet. And it was cool because he... the room didn't have any lighting. It was all lit up naturally. And so there was this little doorway and he was like helping direct which way to move the mirror to bounce the light in. And
oh, so he was like really involved.
He was walking around. He was setting things up. Very involved. Yeah.
But he doesn't like give like the sermon. Like there's like a different pastor.
No, it was
probably
else,
like
yeah.
Judah or like someone like in that vein. You know
yeah,
what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. It was someone else.
But and then how many people do you think were there at the one you were at?
Maybe 200.
But like, how do you,
we really squeezed
all,
in?
Who are all those people? But I guess someone could look at you and be like, "Who the fuck is that bitch with the beautiful eyes?" You know what I mean?
Thank you. no, exactly. I didn't.
It's like you know someone who knows someone.
Yeah, there were definitely a lot of people in the industry, a lot of musicians that I could recognize, but
you never like went up and like got communion.
No. You know, no. You just stay in your spot. You just stay in your spot. You stand up. You dance. You give thanks. You say hi. Shake hands.
Oh, do you like a real prayer? Or is it just a song?
I can't even remember. I'm trying to think.
I mean, I would black out.
I think there was. Did we do a prayer? I don't even know.
Like,
think,
dear Father, thank you for subscribing to Mood by Lauren Elizabeth.
Exactly that. He said exactly that.
Dude, crazy.
You should have been there. It was wild. But once it was done, everyone just got up and left. It was a very, like, you sit in your spot.
What did you do after? Was there an after party?
There, people did hang out.
In the dome?
In the back. No. They went outside to hang out, and we were like, We're gonna skedaddle. We're gonna do our own thing.
Right.
Yeah. It was that one was out in Calabasas, so we had quite a road trip back.
As in LA version of road trip.
Yeah, exactly. As in like an hour.
It's time to get friendly with my razor again because your girl is on maternity leave. And honestly, there's no better razor out there than the Athena Club razor. Shaving just used to be something that I dreaded. And I started getting back into it because obviously I got my gorgeous Athena Club razor. And it just, I love an everything girl shower. You guys know this. I mean, the blade on my old razor used to get all just like goopy and stuff after a few uses. But I love the water activated serum on Athena Club's razor. I mean, there's just enough of it to soothe while shaving, but it's never going to get super gunky on the blade, which makes me feel like I have to like throw it away sooner. It's getting stuck on something, the shower. It's just disgusting and embarrassing and I hate it. And the reason why I would get stuck on things is because my old razor would always fall off its holder. But I love the magnetic hook that comes with the Athena Club razors. It's really genius and it just keeps my razor from falling. But besides the actual razor itself being amazing, obviously my legs feel amazing. Usually they would get really dry and dull quickly, but the sharp blades that Athena Club razors have are just really gentle on my skin and leave me feeling super moisturized, super smooth, which just makes the everything girl shower experience that much better because you don't dread shaving. You know you're going to feel so good afterwards. I mean, since switching, I've gotten zero razor bumps with Athena Club's razor. So in that water activated serum that I'm obsessed with on the razor, it has shea butter and hyaluronic acid, which you guys know is the holy grail for skincare. But the best part is that this whole razor kit is only $10 and comes with two blade heads, the magnetic hook, and your choice of handle color. I did the matte black because I think it looks really, really chic. And I'm obsessed. Like, I think it's like, oh my God, do you have like the most expensive razor ever? It's so chic. Nope, it's $10 razor kit. But you can pick whichever one you want. And with Athena Club, you're never gonna have to worry about blade refills because you choose how often you want the replacement blades shipped to you. And you can now find them in Target stores nationwide, which is what I do. I just pick them up on my Target runs. They have really amazing shaving foam too that's gonna leave your skin super soft and hydrated. I love picking that up as well. Elevates the whole experience. So switch to the better razor and show your skin you care with Athena Club. Get started today by shopping in-store at Target stores nationwide. Just head to the shaving aisle to find the razor kit, cloud shave foam, wax strips, and razor refills.
Now we're going to move on to our current obsessions because I know Claudia is going to kill me for talking about Kanye West for too long, did you touch his hand? Sorry.
I did touch his hand.
Oh my, why wouldn't you tell me that earlier? This is so fucking rude.
I really think I did.
From current mood to current obsession, my first obsession is, you guessed it, just kidding. No one obviously guessed it. I'm just like giggly right now. conspiracy theories. So I briefly mentioned this to Phineas and Claudia before we started recording because he brought up a conspiracy theory that he listened to on Joe Rogan's podcast. And I said, oh my God, Joe Rogan is in the same category as me because apparently the Morning Toast put me in Society and Culture, which like, what the fuck does this podcast have to do about culture?
I love that. Don't question it.
Okay. Yep. Mm-hmm. And moving on. And so I was like, oh my God, yeah, my brother listens to that. And I was like, wait, conspiracy theories. Oh my God, that's my current obsession because I spent all weekend. And obviously we were on Jeffree Star, the Shane train. Mm-hmm. And so we went to Shane's channel and we were talking about conspiracy theories at some point when my friends were in town. And I was like, Shane Dawson makes conspiracy theories, obviously the conspiracy palette. Mm-hmm. So we watched all of his conspiracy things and I am fully obsessed. Like I am telling myself not to dive into anything because I already believe almost every single thing that is in his videos. Have you watched any of his conspiracy videos?
No. So does he do one-offs where he'll one video about?
The problem is he doesn't do one-offs, but if you look at the timestamps, there's a bunch that are 30 minutes and he'll do a few really, really fast. So we basically watched every single video. It was like four or five videos that were all 30 minutes and we didn't get into like the hour and 20 ones because that's literally watching
that's
a movie.
That's
yeah,
a movie. That's
exactly.
A
movie. Yeah. But one of my favorite ones that I told you about earlier was about the mattress stores and how there's like a mattress shop and every single fucking corner in the world and how it's all like money laundering. Oh my God. By the way, like no one like sue me. Like legally, this is all theory. This is all assumption, opinion. There's nothing factual about this. Anyway, so then there was one about, oh shit, I'm distracted. Oh, there's like a bunch about like the Illuminati and like who's controlled by it. Like there's just like so many. I can't think off the top of my head right now, but there's just so many that when you watch them, you're like, wait, this actually, oh, I know what it is, the Britney Spears one.
Whoa.
There is a Britney Spears. I mean, everyone knows Britney 911. Like, Britney Spears needs serious help. But, like, someone go save her. She claims she's fine. She's obviously not fine. We all know it. If you watch her video of her singing from, like, last fucking Christmas, they slow it down. And it's, like, someone, like, walking around her. So imagine you're standing and someone's walking in a circle around you. And they're filming you. And if you speed up the video, it's going to be, like, a shaky video because you're going right, left, right, mm-hmm. left. And it's her voice. It's like, oh, baby, baby. Like, something like that, right?
Right.
And then when you slow it down, it's like, oh, baby, baby. And then the camera is, like, steady. And then the thing that got me, because everyone's always like, why does she speak in that baby voice?
Right.
Then you slow the camera down, you hear her real voice, and you go back to videos of her when she was a little kid. She does not sing like Britney Spears. She sings like, Randa, like crazy, like deep voice, like she does not sound like Britney Spears.
Okay.
And that's why she doesn't perform live. It's because she physically can't hit that pitch.
So the conspiracy is that every single recording
of
Britney singing has always been sped up.
Either sped up or like altered.
Or like altered, mutated, whatever.
Yeah. And like, listen, like I'm not saying like, oh, like no artist gets like, what's the face tune of vocals?
But here's the thing. Like voice enhancers or voice changers.
Yeah,
whatever.
Like everyone does it, but I'm gonna show
could
you this.
Could you just YouTube Britney Spears acoustic, you know, performance?
What the fuck would Britney Spears sing acoustically? In what world is this bitch on
I'm
a guitar?
Not a girl.
Yeah,
no, I'm not a girl.
Like it sounds like Fat Joe. Like, you know what I mean?
I don't know about this one.
Okay, I'm going to show you. I'm going to show you. I also told your boyfriend, I was like, I want to believe everything. Like,
so that was going to be my follow-up question. Is
this, I'm a believer.
Is these conspiracies are your latest obsession. How do you feel? What do they add to your life? Does it make life more exciting? Are you more, like, because you believe all of it, you're like, this is,
okay.
Every morning you wake up, you're like, I want to hear another one. I want to hear it. I want to believe.
Yeah, 100%.
It's all about believing.
My first email growing up was knowitall794 because my mom said I'm a know-it-all. And I just like knowing things. Like,
right.
I don't need to tell them to anyone. I don't need to broadcast them with the world unless someone's like obviously in danger.
Whether they're conspiracies.
I just like knowing
real, you want to know it all.
So like I think I've told you before about the blinds. Like if any toasters are listening, they know about the blinds. Like it's a big Morning Toast thing is the blind items. And so like, I love seeing the blinds. I just like knowing things. So then when they come true, like I knew about it. Like, so with the conspiracy theories, it's like, well, I want to know what you think.
Yeah.
And I want to know what's going on. And, but I'm such someone too that like, I believe in people so much, like in a good sense, in a way of like, I believe in you, but then in a bad sense of like, I believe in this conspiracy like, theory.
I believe everything he's saying right now. How could this not be real?
But at the same time, I'm very aware that like, it's a, the word conspiracy. I'm like, well, this obviously can't fully be true. And there's a reason, but I'm glad that I know it and like see it now because it's fucking fascinating.
You know what it sort of feels like?
What?
I feel like it's non-threatening drama in your life.
Oh my it's, God.
Right?
100%.
I think I just unraveled it.
100%.
It's drama that you can spill over dinner. You could tell anyone, but it's non-threatening because it has nothing to do with you or exactly. any of the people you're talking about it with.
Exactly. It's like, I love dramatic things. I love like heightened things. And then this is like not harming anyone. I'm not talking shit yeah. about anyone. Anyone besides like maybe like Britney Spears, but like it's Britney Spears not at dinner and no one's related to her. So yeah. it's like, I just love these like theories mm-hmm. and it, like they're just like juicy. So yeah. I like getting the juice.
It's good table talk, you know?
Exactly.
Yeah, I'm into
that. Because also I just probably talk shit about other people.
There you go.
Exactly. My next current obsession is just really quickly, I wanted to give a quick shout out. This is obviously not sponsored. This is my third episode, but I was thinking about what my other current obsession is, and it's just the Dyson hair dryer because, like I said, my friends were in town. My six best friends, seven including me, literally not one girl did not use this fucking Dyson hair dryer.
I need to get one.
And I've talked about it on my channel and on my Instagram, mm-hmm. and everyone's like, is it worth the money? I mean, listen, this shit is fucking expensive. It's like buying a mini spaceship or like whatever for your house.
Do you know how much it is?
It's over $500, whoa. Which is insane.
That's insane.
Because you can go to a Target and you can buy a hair dryer for $30. So like, I get it. It's fucking wild. But like, I didn't buy this. I did buy this myself. I'm saying I didn't get it sent to me. Like I fully bought it, but I had six girls in my apartment, seven including me, and every single goddamn person had to use this hair dryer, became obsessed, put it on their Christmas lists. Like, if you've never seen this, go to my YouTube channel. I have a whole hair tutorial, but like this shit, Christmas is coming up, put it on your goddamn list.
Wow. And that's a good gift to ask too.
And you know that like,
exactly. Use that forever.
Because it's expensive, but it's useful. And then yep. also it's like, you know me, like I always have hated my hair and I hate drying my hair. Like I was sitting there and you were like, oh, come over at 3. And I was like, oh, I guess I should shower. Like I shower now. Wow. Claudia, I get in the shower for fun.
She doesn't shower. That's something that like Lauren doesn't shower. Oh, ever. Well, no, that right there, not a conspiracy.
Dyson might say otherwise. But like I get in the shower now just because I want to feel clean.
Wow.
Isn't that crazy?
I mean, I can relate because I shower every day, but this is new for you. I'm really excited about
literally
this.
You and I was talking to Libby on FaceTime before and she was like, oh, you're dried my hair. I never dry my hair. I was like, oh my God, it's so hard being perfect. I can't relate. Like, sorry, I have to dry my fucking hair.
So does it really take less time, but it's not damaging? Oh, 100%.
100%. My hair has grown so much. All my friends were in town and they're like, your hair is so long.
So what is it?
I have no extensions in right now.
Is it just really strong or?
It's like a supersonic, like they developed this airwave technology. Like, you know, even their fans and stuff are like purified air, like they just have air on blast, no pun intended. They just like know air, and I know that sounds so goddamn stupid, but they know what they're doing, mm-hmm. and basically the way even the air flows is in the direction with the brush of the hair,
right?
So it's not blowing against it, whereas blow dryers blow everywhere. It's like it's this whole thing, and to prove it even further is that you will never find a Dyson hair dryer on sale because they put almost 9 million or something, don't quote me. They put so much money into research that they cannot put these things on sale because wow. they need to make their money back. Like that's how like actually tech savvy it is.
Right, right.
You know what I mean? Josephine, my grandpa says that.
I think I've heard that before.
I was gonna say.
Yeah, that sounds like a Midwest term.
You know what I mean, Josephine?
Wow, I need to get one. Okay, well, I need
to know your current obsessions.
Yeah, well, kind of bouncing off of that, I mean, one of my obsessions is my Dyson wireless vacuum.
Do you ooh! Want one yet? I do, but I don't love her. What do you use her
you
for?
You don't love her? No. I use her for the whole goddamn house, Lauren Elizabeth.
Ooh. Claudia, your house is so goddamn big, you need another vacuum. Like, you cannot go handheld for that.
No. It works so great. I used to have one of those, like, really strong vacuums that had, like, the ball uh-huh. and it would do you know what I'm talking about?
Well, that's
about?
The Dyson ball.
Oh, the Dyson ball. Okay, yeah. I had that, and it was way too strong for all of my carpets. It never fit under furniture, mm-hmm. and it was so heavy, I had to unplug it everywhere I went. Horrible bringing up and down the stairs. And mm-hmm. the reason I like the wireless one is because if you're not, there's two settings. There's like, I love that we're really getting diving into this. There's two settings, like a stronger one and a weaker one. I just use the weaker one. And honestly, it lasts for a very long time.
The max is going to be really good when you have a dog. That's true. Because it gets all the germs out too. That's true.
And the reason why I like it is it's so easy to vacuum your stairs. And I just keep it in my kitchen, and it's so easy to plug in. Hold the microphone. Let me go grab it.
This bitch is grabbing the microphone. This is what happens when YouTubers do podcasts, because we think that everyone can see everything we're doing, and we just can't. Oh, this fucking thing. Okay. Well, I see it now.
Now that we have it, it's the Dyson V7 Absolute.
So it's basically a handheld, but it's a stick. It's not like an actual rolling vacuum.
Yeah, no. Lauren, this is my baby. I use this every single day.
I get it.
This is what you need to get. Anyway, okay. So that's my latest obsession, is my Dyson vacuum. But I'm trying to think of another one.
You said Smart Sweets.
I'm obsessed with Smart Sweets. I feel like they're honestly taking over the world right now.
I literally was just about to say.
Everyone is talking about them.
I was just about to say they're taking the world by storm.
I know.
Oh my God.
We have them in front of us right now. So basically, if you don't know what they
are. Those are my favorite.
They are gummy candies, gummy bears, heat drinks. Sweet Fish. I genuinely sound like a sponsor of theirs, but I'm not.
But don't worry, neither of us are getting paid for this right
exactly.
now.
Exactly. This is free promotion right here. But each baggie only has 3 grams of sugar, 90 calories. There's a bunch of fiber, not that many ingredients. There's no like artificial bullshit. There's no artificial sweeteners. It's all plant-based. It is awesome.
It's mostly tapioca, I believe.
Yeah.
Because this Brazilian girl does my massages, and they love tapioca. Like, you can do so much with it. And I think that's, like, the main ingredient.
That's why it's high in fiber. It's tapioca fiber.
But those ones are the best. The ones that look like Swedish fish.
I know.
They're better than actual Swedish fish.
But have you tried the berry?
Of course I have.
Not the sour gummy bears.
Oh, hell no.
Gummy bears.
And so I ate them stale the other day.
Oh, I'll do that too.
Because like Absolutely. They're so good. I don't give a shit.
Yeah, no, I'm not wasting a single gummy.
I don't never. Sweets. Never.
Never.
Claudia, do you mind if we jump into some Q&As?
Let's jump into some Q&As.
Because I just feel like the people need to hear from you.
Why is this podcast going to be 2 hours long?
I got a lot of questions from this about this, and I was going to ask you anyway because I'm a hard-hitting journalist. And I told you about this the other day, but do you recognize / how do you feel about the fact that you and Billie Eilish are twins?
Oh my God.
If no one knows by now, Claudia is dating Phineas, Billie Eilish's brother, and they look exactly alike.
Okay.
Give me your take on this. As your best friend, I told you that you guys are twins. So
here's the thing. Everyone talks about this, and
you have to address it with the peeps.
Well, it's something that I've never addressed because I think the situation is just so strange.
It's weird.
Do you know what? That's a little incestual. You know what I mean?
100%.
And I think, first of all, the most important thing is that Phineas doesn't see it at all.
Really?
When he first met me, and just as we started to date, whatever, and it wasn't public yet, never did we ever think it was a thing. It only became a thing, honestly, once we became public. And then I think when Billie dyed her hair black, that's when it was like, oh, but honestly, it's because we have dark hair and we have light skin and
the same nose,
symmetrical faces,
and the same mouth.
We do agree.
And the very similar eyes. I will say that I just met her for the first time today, and I didn't feel like I was talking to the same person.
No, absolutely. That's the thing, is in person, it's so different. I think maybe sometimes in certain angles, like our faces will look similar because we have similar features.
Yeah.
Like I think we've never, both obviously she hasn't, she's.
But do you guys talk about it? Have you like looked fully, at, have you guys stood in the mirror and like looked at each other's faces?
Well, the last time we stood in the mirror and looked at each other's faces is when we had a matching pimple underneath our nostrils.
Actually. Right.
We had the same
pimple. Oh, I can see it. Yeah.
I don't know what you're seeing right now. Because
there's a little red dot.
Okay, that's not what I'm talking about. That was weeks ago, but thank you. No, we had the same pimple and we were like, we have to go see if it's exactly the same. But I think it's just, we've never gotten work done, so we don't have... It's not that. We just have big features and we have dark hair. And I think because I'm dating her brother, it's suddenly more Like, someone's going to compare her to me more than me and, like a friend of
right.
mine.
Right, like, if someone, you know what I mean? Like, if you were all of a sudden in Mila Kunis's family.
It's because it's close to home. Do you know what
right,
I mean?
Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, if you were all of a sudden Ashton Kutcher's daughter and, or not
like,
even
oh,
daughter.
You and Mila Kunis look the yeah, same like, because you have dark hair.
Yeah, because, like, you guys have similar features. Like, people always compare you to Angelina Jolie, Mila Kunis. Oh, my God, it's such bad company. Wow. Okay.
I'm not going to try to fight this.
We're going to move on. I'm just saying, like, as your best friend, I can't even defend you.
Yeah, I
but as long as Phineas doesn't see it,
that's
all that
thing.
Matters.
He doesn't see it, and I agree, in person especially, so different.
Claudia, will you tell everyone how we met? Because we got this question a lot of times.
Yeah, we met in New York during a little beauty guru trip. So back in the day when none of us lived in the same states, we used to plan trips together.
It's so weird.
And it was so wholesome and so cute. There was literally nothing else going on.
Like, and for backstory,
it's for fun.
Yeah. And for backstory, it's more so like there were a group of girls that were all making YouTube videos before it was a business and like a career. And we all made, instead of making friends at school, we made friends on the internet and we just all planned meetups, beauty guru meetups.
Yeah. And so it's funny because
do you know that I have a vision in my head of the exact table we met at. Do you know that?
Wasn't it during breakfast?
We were like somewhere and we have a picture afterwards. I was wearing like a sequin top.
I remember that photo.
Do you remember? Like that was the day we met.
Yeah, we met at a table.
Yeah, at a table. Classic.
Romantic.
So sick.
But we grew up 30 minutes away from each other.
Yeah, which is crazy.
We discovered that later.
Yeah.
Here we are.
What, like 8-9 years later?
Yeah.
And then how did you and Phineas meet?
We met, the first time we met, I asked him out on a date to the movies.
Yes.
With my friends, Rebecca and Drew.
Yes.
And the reason why that happened is because Rebecca and Drew have worked with Phineas in the past.
Rebecca Black, Drew Mack.
Yeah. And so they've had sessions with him. And leading up to the day we met for 2 years, I would hear about Phineas.
Really?
From them. And Rebecca tells me all the time, she's like, I remember the day I was sitting in his bedroom writing a song and just thinking to myself, oh my gosh, him and Claudia would just hit it off immediately.
Really?
And I think we later hung out that day or the next day, and she told me, I had a session with this guy, this producer. You guys would totally hit it off, but it's not even worth it because he's always out of town. And I think at that time he actually was dating someone else. So he
really?
Wasn't available anyways.
Wait, he was dating other girls? I just can't imagine him without you.
It's hard to believe.
I know.
I can't, not like it's hard to believe like he can't get girls. Homie is, you know,
he's a superstar.
He's a superstar. I love him. He's the best. But
I mean, he got you.
I blacked that out in my memory. You know what I mean?
Welcome to my life.
I'm just in denial. No. He has never kissed another girl.
Sam.
That's what happens when you meet the one. You're like, I suddenly don't want to hear any of your past stories. But yeah, he wasn't single and he was traveling all the time, which he still does anyways. But I just remember for 2 years straight, just randomly hearing about this guy named Phineas. And, you know, these are the times. But one morning I was getting coffee with Rebecca and I was so fed up because I just felt like I was trying out so many different.
You went through a weird single phase, yeah.
I went through a weird single phase where I would meet a guy and then a week later I'd be like, ah, this red flag, I'm not into it. And I'd tap out and I had, you know, just given up. And then, yeah, I went on a dating app and I was just kind of sliding through and I was with Rebecca and Phineas's profile came up. And I was like, Phineas, is this the guy that you've told me about? And she was like, oh my God, yes, see if he matches you. I've never seen him on here. Like, you need to see. And so we matched right away and we exchanged numbers. And then I said something like really cute and flirty. And I was like, so I've heard some pretty good things about you through Rebecca and Drew. I love to.
The classic, like,
I said.
But it's like such a classic, like, name drop of like, hey, we have mutual friends.
Exactly. Being like, you know, because I definitely was never the type to like, try to find it. I don't, like, you know.
You weren't, like,
apps,
you always, yeah.
you know, it's fine. It's fine.
It's okay. Cameron and I match on the same
every time Phineas knows how much I hate the story because I hate admitting that, but
dude, I'm in the same boat. Me and Cameron matched on Raya,
too. So every single time someone asks us in person, he always looks at me and he's like, well, you want to tell them? Because he knows that it pains me to say it. But I think it worked out because we had that mutual connection of friends. And so we exchanged numbers, I think, that day or the next day. And then I waited a week to text him. I don't know why, because he gave me his number.
I waited a week,
and that is just to prove how hesitant I was towards like a dating app. I was like, I don't love this concept. I'm not here for it. A week later, I had plans to go see Assassination Nation with Drew and Rebecca, the two friends he knew.
That's so old.
And so I texted him, I think, the day before as I was in the hair salon.
Really?
Had lots of free time. I hit him up. I think he didn't even realize who texted him for like, you know, a few minutes. He's like, Claudia, who, you know what I mean? And yeah, we start texting. And then the next day I asked him out to movies. I was like, hey, I don't know if you're in town or not, but if you want to come, I'm coming with these two. And
he just met you guys?
Yeah. And so I went over to Rebecca's.
But then he drove you home.
He drove me home.
That's a line from his song called Claudia. And he wrote it after he met her.
The second we met, our relationship has been like stupid cute. Like really romantic. Literally. Really thoughtful. Really sweet.
There is a song on Phineas's album called Claudia. In the artwork, she drew.
Painted.
Just a random painting that she painted just for him.
Yeah.
And the lyrics are, and I'll drive you home. Or like something like that. Because like whatever, I don't know shit.
I can't wait.
But it's just like, it's absolutely incredible that like, this has all come full circle because she's telling this story and you can literally go on anywhere you can listen to music and listen to the song that he wrote after he met her. And it's a really fucking good song.
So let me explain that. So we go to the movies and he meets us there. So I'm basically watching this movie with a stranger. We meet for
100%.
We meet for 30 seconds.
Yeah.
And the seating arrangement was Phineas on the end, then me, then like Rebecca, and then Drew or something.
Yeah. That adds up.
Yeah. And so you're kind of just like saying little comments during the movie, but you also don't want to be annoying and like only talk.
Which,
the whole time.
By the way, is why like this is different because it was a group setting, but like this is why I think first dates, like one on one, going to the movies are the worst idea ever.
Terrible.
You can't talk.
The only reason it worked out like that is because we already had movie tickets and plans to do it.
It was just a casual. It was casual. Yeah.
Exactly. And so then after the movies, we walked over to Amoeba, which is a music store. And so
why did you walk to a music store?
Because it was like, it's just a cute thing to like walk down the aisles of records and talk about your favorite music. And and they wanted to go. Yeah. This is a thing that people do that are interested in music.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Right.
And
got it.
And so we just, you know, talked during that walk. And then we all decided we were hungry at 11 p.m. And so we went to the Standard Hotel.
Ooh,
and,
fancy.
You know, do you know Croft Alley?
Yeah. Oh, that's
so
the
their
now.
Menu, they at nighttime or on the weekends or something, they do it there.
Best food.
And so we grabbed food and then he offered to drive me home.
And he drove you home.
And then the next day, he started writing that song. So
that's insane.
So we met on a Saturday and then Sunday night, all of Sunday we were texting and then Sunday night he sent me a video of, you know, the first
him
verse.
By the piano.
Yeah.
I saw the video.
Yeah.
I'm so in the know.
That was very cute. Very cute. And then from then on, it's just been a fairy tale. So
literally though, like literally.
Yeah.
We're going to pause 1 second for me to go pee. Make this one quick.
Okay.
Do you have any engagement projection? I just don't want to hear a story about it.
No, we don't.
None? Okay. We just winked. Okay, are you vegan now? Because Phineas grew up vegan, correct?
He didn't grow up vegan. He grew up vegetarian, but he did become vegan a few years ago. I don't know how many, but I'm not fully vegan. Providing your body with the right nutrients, I think it's the best for the environment, and I think it makes the most sense, but so I probably eat vegan like 80% of the time, but not fully.
Love that for you.
Yeah.
Someone said, how did you know you were going to find the one, aka Phineas, boyfriend? When did you know?
That's a good question. I feel like it just sort of happened gradually for me. I think you sort of go through the phases of like, oh, this is a really exciting person. Oh, this is a person that I really love talking to. Oh, this is a person that I really like to spend time with. Oh, suddenly we're having sleepovers every night and we don't hate each other. So I think it's a gradual thing. I don't think it's something that you can spot right away because you have to go through things together and realize, like, I think you find the one when you realize that you can grow with that person. Mm-hmm. And I feel like both of us have just gone through so much and have made so many changes in the last year and have done it so gracefully with each other in support of each other that was just like the ultimate confirmation for me. But as far as being in love and adoring the person, that was right away. But I think... I can't think of a specific moment where I was like, oh, he's the one.
Someone said who defined the relationship first, though.
I did.
Oh, you did?
I did. It happened, and it was my first time visiting him on tour.
Oh,
We started in Boston, and then we were in New York. And we had we were beating around the bush, saying, you know, dropping the exclusive word or just kind of saying like, I don't want to be talking to anyone else than, you know, other than you. And it came to a point where we literally said, I love you, but we weren't boyfriend and girlfriend yet.
Wait, really?
So I love you came first. Yeah.
Oh shit.
And, some things came up and that led to me basically sitting him down and being like, listen, I flew across the country for you. I'm here with you. This is how I feel about you. Do you feel the same way? Do you want to talk to anyone else? And I approached it in a way of being like, listen, I'm just sharing what I'm feeling and what I want. And I hope that you feel the same way. I don't think that I don't want to corner you.
Right.
You
know, you weren't giving him an ultimatum.
Yeah, exactly. I was like, if you want to talk to other people, just let me know because I know that I have to back up.
Right.
Because I'm going to fall. You know what I mean?
Which is good advice for all girls out there.
Yeah, I think, he felt the same way.
Well, he's fucking obsessed with you. That's insane.
But even after that conversation, I was like, he was like, are we boyfriend or girlfriend? Like, where are we at now? And I was like, well, I don't want that to come from this conversation because I don't want this to be a cornering conversation where I'm forcing you to ask me to be your girlfriend. I was like, he was like, okay, then I'll just ask you at a time when it's cute and I feel like asking you.
And then he did?
I love you. Yeah. And then he did like a week. Well, then after that trip, we started calling each other, you know, my boyfriend, my girlfriend, other people.
Right.
We admitted that. And then I think a week later we were in bed or something. And then he, you know, properly asked me. Or we were on the couch.
As he should.
Yeah, he asked me.
People are always like, you don't have to like ask each other anymore. I'm like, because A, you want to make sure you're on the same page. And like B, like, why not? You deserve to like make it clear. Like, you know what I mean?
It's cute and it's fun. And I think we like to fall into those cheesy romantic things because why not make it a little moment if it's just going to be with you two?
Someone asked, and I saw this like a few times, like in different versions. And someone said, has your friendship changed since you both are in serious relationships? And I'd love to hear your take on this.
Friendships just in general.
Just with us. No, you and I.
Oh, ours.
It's like, I think it's like a good example of like someone you've been friends with for so long and then you've grown up with, and then you both like start growing up with another person. And like, how have we kind of, you know, kept our friendship the way it is with having serious boyfriends? Does that make sense?
Yes. I think, well, for starters, I feel like I can just relate to you on more things. Like, I think now we just have even more to talk about and sort of, whatever, relate with. And the thing with you, though, is every time we're together, it's like no time has passed and it's just like right back to normal. We're catching each other up. I think, but the one con and the one thing that it does do is it requires more effort to go out of each other's ways to make plans because it's so easy to get caught up in work and boyfriend and home and all these different things. And so I think in general, being in a relationship, you go out less. You
Yeah.
Don't really have the desire to go out and drink with your friends or go to a bar. And so I definitely feel like I need to find a better balance of seeing everyone in my life because I am friends with so many different random friend groups. So we're figuring that out.
Yeah. I mean, I also like you've only been dating your boyfriend for a year and Cameron and I have been together for 3 years. So like, obviously it's different. And when the first year of us dating or me and Cameron dating, you were single. So like, it was definitely like a year long adjustment of like us figuring out when we were going to hang out. But like now that you and Phineas are so serious, it is easier to be like, Claudia, we are hanging out. You are doing like, I don't feel bad harassing you because you are such close friends of mine.
Yep.
And that I'm like, you live together. You live with your boyfriend. I don't give a shit that he's on tour. Well, you know what I mean?
At this point, it's so great.
It's so easy now. It's so and like, easy. Not everyone's obviously blessed in that fortune of, oh, you live with your boyfriend right away because everyone has different opinions on living together. But at least it's in a sense of like, I know that I feel more comfortable with where you are at to force you guys to come to stuff and hang out. And I think, I think it's like, I think it is different. Like I've had friends like in LA that like, I was really, really close with that. Like Cameron and I would try so hard to invite them and their significant other. Mm-hmm. And by the time they just didn't show up the third or fourth time, we were just like, we were over it. And so I think like a good advice to anyone out there that's kind of like feeling stuck is just kind of like, listen, if someone's inviting you a million times over or whatever, like you're still the one in control of your life and like you decide who's in your life. And I think you guys have done a really good job of like making sure that you are the priority, family is the priority, you and him and home and all this stuff. But you're not going to, what are you going to do? Stay in this castle forever? Like, no, you need to have people over.
I think a really important thing to, I guess, focus on or when if you're in a similar boat, you have a strong relationship, committed relationship, and you're trying to find that balance. And it's, of course, you're going to have frustrated friends that maybe see you less than they'd like to. I think the number one thing is sticking to your word. And so what I'm really careful about now is if I make plans, I'm gonna stick with those plans. I'm going to follow through. I'm going to ask if they're still down to hang out that night or whatever. Because even if you're not seeing your friends as much, at least they can count on if you made plans with them, then you're gonna hang out with them. And so that, I mean,
you've done a very good job of that, by the way, because even last week, we were supposed to record this a week ago. And I didn't even think about it because I had all those girlfriends coming in town.
Yep.
And you texted me on Thursday and you're like, hey, do you still want to do this? Like, let me know. Like, you went out of your way. Whereas like a lot of times, like in this age kind of demographic, it's easy to be like,
oh, they didn't text me.
So I don't need to text them. Yeah. Exactly. And I think when you're in this situation, you have to go kind of like above and beyond to make sure that people know that you still care and you want to still hang out with them.
It is so easy to stay at home, or in my specific case, it's so easy to just be at home and sit on the couch with Phineas and watch something. And that's such a fun night for me. I am such a homebody. I love that.
Literally me for last night. Literally.
Yeah. And so I think if you're trying to find that balance, making concrete plans, doing things that requires, you know, buying a ticket or something. Tonight I'm going to a haunted hayride and I'm seeing some friends that I haven't seen in a little bit. And so
By the way, spooky season is over.
Okay, I'll accept it. But I didn't do the haunted hayride this month. And I actually have never done it, actually, in my life. So
I feel like you totally have.
Not the haunted hayride.
Oh, okay. Okay. Yeah. Oh, okay.
So I think it's just a matter of, just giving people your word and following through. That's the biggest thing I can. And that's even with relationships, too. And this is way out of our wheelhouse, but I think when it comes to parenting too, I'm starting to watch parenting things because I'm just way too excited. And I think we both have baby fever and we're just 100%. Like obsessed with babies.
I literally started my vlog off today being like, I need to stop watching birthing pregnancy telling. Because did you see that Alex is pregnant? Alex Santenimo or however you say her last name. She's like one of the OG like YouTuber girls with Tess Christine. Stop. Yeah, did you not see it?
No.
Oh, she's pregnant. It was the cutest video ever.
Oh my God.
I was crying on the couch today.
I could record an entire episode with you about like babies.
Babies.
Just like the pre-mommy phase.
Wait, but this
far from
this leads so me, but that. This leads me to my next question, not to cut you off, but I feel like you're going to tangent into it anyway. I actually got weirdly a lot of questions about where do you see yourself in like 5 years, like in the future?
Ooh, 5 years.
Even if it's not five, if it's six, but a lot of people, like literally so many people are like, where do you see yourself in the future? And I think it's because a lot of people are, you know, intrigued in your relationship and whatever. And like, I feel like when you have a boyfriend on Instagram, everyone kind of wants to know your plan, but
Which they totally can, because if I think, you know, you quickly learn that if you have a public relationship, you're giving everyone access to it and the right to ask questions and have opinions and assumptions and make their own conclusions, which is totally fine. And I think, I mean, I'm 23 right now. So crazy. Can't believe I'm 23. I feel
you're
so
still
old.
A baby.
Am I a baby? I'm a baby.
Yeah.
I mean, I've always wanted to have my first kid by like 31, that little sweet spot right there. So we're sticking with that. I just think your 20s is all about just being selfish with your time and doing what you want with it and working on your career and stuff. And not that your career ends when you have kids. I definitely do not want to be that mommy.
Yeah. that mommy.
Who knows what kind of mommy will be. But I think... I think that phase of life I'm really, really excited for. And I think both of us feel like we're going to thrive as mothers.
Yeah.
I can't wait. It's going to be so fun.
And it's not like you had to like stop. I think it's just like, this is the only point. Cause you know, like even when I've said about moving in, like you have the rest of your life. Why rush?
Right, right.
Like you don't technically have the rest of your life to have kids. Cause obviously your eggs need to be fertile and whatever, but you do have the rest of your life to raise children. And so like, why not now just be like as selfish as you can be like, and you don't even like, and when we say selfish too, I feel like a lot of people would be like, oh yeah, like going out and like partying and like, no, it's like honestly laying in bed with my boyfriend last night and having the dogs just be asleep. I was like, if there was a baby crying, like that would fucking suck. Like totally. I just want to like, even me having to go pee ruined the movie because he was like, okay, pause it. Like imagine having a child. So it's like, yeah, I know I'm going to be a fucking mom boss, girl boss, mommy, whatever, but we don't need to rush into those things. But at the same time, I think we are a great kind of, not that I'm saying great is better than good. I'm just saying like a great kind of, as there are tons of kinds, but there is a great kind of person that, you know, wants to have children and prioritizes those things. Cause when we moved here, at least for me, a lot of people were like, don't think about having a boyfriend. Don't think about getting married. Don't think about having kids. That's not important. Focus on your career. And it's like, I think that we have a lot of really great role models that have shown us that you can have it all.
Totally.
And I think that's what we're both really excited for. No?
Yeah. I think, well, I think a big thing for us too is the reason why we want to have kids around that age is because we want our kids to have grandparents. We want our parents around. And so that's why we want to be a little bit younger. And I think the reason why we want to have them is because we live such a fortunate life. And we both, even though we're crazy busy right now, I think by that age, we're going to have a lot of flexibility with really making sure to raise children that are, you know, just very aware and just and smart and curious, and hopefully we'll just like make our planet a better place. And so I think, you know, we've created this life for ourselves, or this life has been given to us, and we're very fortunate. And I think like I really want to have a kid just to obviously
to be able to
experience
bring it into
personally,
your life,
but also, you know, bring people into this world that, you know, can make a difference and continue to just.
Yeah. And I think it says a lot of, you know, obviously I think it's when I hear us talking about this stuff and like even hearing Claudia say this stuff, I'm just thinking like, wow, like what a great role model, like what, like beautiful words to say. And it doesn't go against anything of waiting or whatever. It's just, it all depends on like where you are in your life and also what you're dealing with and all these things. It's so unique. And also like, for instance, like, you know, we have such different relationships with our parents, and like my mom had me on accident. And I always say, I'm the best motherfucking thing that ever happened to you, bitch. Like I'm the greatest mistake you've ever made. So it's like, it's one of those things where you could be a young mom, you could be an old mom, you could be any of these things. But like when you know yourself and like we see, like we're like so OCD, and we see ourselves in these paths, and might they come true? God willing, yes. Like, would they don't? Like, who knows? But it's one of those things where it's like just hearing someone talk and be able to tell that someone has a good head on their shoulder, I think says more about their heart than their plan. Does that make sense?
Right. Yeah.
That just got really deep.
I know that did get deep. I think those are sort of, those are the motives that I have towards bringing kids into this world. And so that's just something where only time will tell. You can't totally plan that stuff.
My motives is literally having a baby.
Yeah.
Like, I want it to not grow.
I know.
Like, I always think when I ever, like, think about, like, oh, did I take my birth control today? Like, my first thought is, Lauren, do you want a 12-year-old? And my first thought is, fuck no. Like, if a 12-year-old showed up to my house, I'd be like, get the fuck out of here. Like, maybe we could be friends. I'll give you your first tequila shot. But, like, fuck out of my house. But if it's a baby, I'm like, oh, my God, come here. Like, I'll raise you to be a beautiful child. Like, no. I want a baby. I don't want a fucking teenager. Obviously, I know they'll be mine, so I'll love them more. But at this point in my life, I think the fact that I want to offer a tequila shot to a 12-year-old is probably a sign that I shouldn't have a child right now.
You gotta wait.
Yeah.
Right now, you're having baby fever.
I have the biggest baby fever ever.
And then you're gonna have a baby, and then you're gonna be like, I can't wait for this little fucker to stop pooping in their own diaper.
I know. And then, like, I feel like when you're a mom, like, you kind of, like, enjoy them growing up.
Yeah.
And then you, like, kind of miss it, so you have another one.
Yeah.
But, like, at this point, I'm just like, I'm like, I don't want any of that fucking shit.
You're reading too far in.
My cleaning lady came over with 7 bags for her child. Like, 7 purses of, like, supplies. And I was like, there's probably, like, a fucking med kit in one.
Yeah.
There's a breastfeeding thing in the other. It's insane. There's actually weirdly a lot of stuff about, like, places to shop and, like, jewelry and, like, style and, like, just, like, kind of, like, stuff like that. Like, is there anything that, like, if this was a YouTube video, like, beauty products, skincare, like, trends, fashion, anything, like, you don't even have to cover every topic. Like, just what are your favorite things? Like,
favorite
to recommend to people that maybe don't even know you, you know?
Right. I love cream-based products. I know that's a very general category, but as far as highlighters and blushes, lately I've been loving just using just my, like, my plain, clean skin as my base. Right now all I'm wearing is just, like, a mascara and filled in eyebrows, but
never goes anywhere without filled in eyebrows, by the way.
This is true.
We went to SoulCycle and we were in the elevator and she was, like, filling in her eyebrows. I was like, bitch, we're going to SoulCycle. She's like, I gotta fill in my eyebrows. And I was like, you're a psychopath.
Well, we had a cute instructor.
And oh my God, he was so hot.
He was really hot, yeah. Anyways, I love seeing flushed cheeks and seeing those imperfections just come through. I'm just going through a phase right now where I don't love the fully caked foundation look and then having to contour your face because you just made your face one color.
Right.
And so I've just been loving using anything that's tinted or, you know, just some spot concealer under the eyes or something. And then using cream blush and just keeping it very natural.
So do you do, like, any eyeshadow or anything anymore? Because I've noticed that you've been going for a more natural look.
Never,
I have.
Never.
So you basically do, like, spot.
I'm so lazy.
You do, like, spot treatment. And then do you do, like, bronzer or, like, anything?
Yeah, I'll do bronzer. I have this cloud paint cream
from
blush.
Glossier.
Yeah, from Glossier that I love on my cheeks. I always just do brows and mascara. And then for lips, all I do is, if I want to have a more polished and sort of, like, finished look, I'll take a lip liner that's the same color of my lips and just line my lips so that the cut is just really clean. And then kind of blend that in with lip balm, but I don't even use.
Yeah, I know. I've noticed it on your Instagram. I was like, she's definitely, like, not really wearing as much makeup as before. Because you're really good at makeup, though, too. I mean, that's kind of how you started your career.
Yeah. I think I'm just too lazy now. Every day I'm like, oh, gosh, I don't have time for this. So I just fill my eyebrows and leave.
It's so funny. Someone said, what's your most wild story together? And all I can think of is that, like, all I can think of is, like, that phase that we had where we were both single and we would just go out from, like, Wednesday to Saturday because we were just, like, young and in LA and we'd, like, started making friends and we would just, like, go out and then, like, we were young enough. Not that it's obviously it's just a few years ago and we're not old at all, but we were young enough to where, like, we'd be so hungover and we'd go to SoulCycle. Do you remember that?
Insane.
We'd be, like, hungover on the couch, but, like, so ready to go to SoulCycle at 4 p.m.
We somehow were thriving during that phase of life.
I know. We were so fit.
We were going to SoulCycle almost every other day, sometimes twice a day, honestly. But at the same time, we had such poppin' nightlives.
Yeah.
Like, we'd go to different bars and, like, but we went to, like, the fun places where you can still hear people. It's not like,
like
a dark club where everyone's just dancing on sofas and grinding each other.
We were never ratchet.
No. We hit up the bar scene. I think that just, like, half year.
But it's good that we got it out of our system. It was fully a half year because I broke up with my ex and then I met Cameron, like,
over 6 months later.
Yep.
And in those months, we just like had like a wild period of we were both single and like we weren't ratchet. We were just like actually social.
Yeah.
And like to us, that's fucking wild. Totally. And we would just like go out and it was absolutely like, so I can't even think of like a wild story because it's more just like we both left our house for multiple consecutive nights in a row.
Well, guys, Lauren made a drink for me, by the way, so good. She made a cocktail for me and
She's barely touched it.
I had to stop a third of the way down because I'm feeling buzzy.
Oh, wow.
I didn't want to be drunk for this podcast.
Oh, wow. Well, I'm always drunk for the podcast, but the last question I'm going to ask you,
cheers.
The last question that I'm going to ask you is kind of like a two-parter of like, what is your favorite part of the house? And is there anything that you guys are disagreeing about on the house yet?
Ooh, oh my God, I have funny drama. Okay.
Love.
I mean, probably the backyard. I've just never had an outdoor space. So being able to just sit outside while I'm working or eating or whatever is a game changer because I love being outside. But the recent drama that we had, it didn't really end in a fight, but there was definitely tension just from frustration.
Yeah.
It was the first night. This is so champagne problems. We were trying to work our pool because we had our pool service for the first time. And so that meant that everything was turned on and the chlorine levels were safe and whatnot. So we were able to swim in it, but we had no fucking clue how to turn on our pool. And all of the gear and everything, all the switches are like in the back of our backyard behind these shrubs. And so Phineas is texting our like house manager trying to figure out, yeah, we have a house manager.
I was going
to
say, what the fuck does that mean?
This after.
Oh, all right.
And it's like having a landlord. It's just, it's having someone to call.
I was going to say, if you bought the house, then why do you have a landlord?
It's someone you hire to help you out with everything, with security and maintenance and landscaping and just having one point of contact.
Okay.
I'm the fakest adult, but no, the reason why I bring them up is because, you know, we were trying to figure out how to turn on this pool because there's like a pump, there's a heater, there's fountains, there's all these different gadgets and gizmos. And so we're texting this guy and we're like, okay, we're sending videos, we don't know what to do. And then suddenly the pool says that it's 126 degrees when really we turned it to 85, whatever. The pool pipe, the pipe connected to the pump, explodes.
Stop.
Keep in mind, it's like 10 p.m. Phineas, I forgot where he was, but we had separate days and then we met back up and our plans were like, let's swim in this pool because we're so excited. It's our first day to swim in it. We're going to have a night swim. It's going to be so cute. Maybe we'll skinny dip. Adorable. So we're trying to figure this out and we're freezing. It is so cold. The grass is so wet from the sprinklers and we're trying to figure this out. Suddenly I'm like by the pool now and all the shit is like behind the whatever trees. And suddenly I see water spraying everywhere. And I just hear Phineas go, oh, this is what I feared.
What?
And one of the pipes like came undone and was shooting water. And that was like the pump that like pumps the whole pool. And so it's flooding the back of our backyard, just all of the grass and the mud. And we're freaking out. And he's like, oh my God, he calls our guy and he's like, we blew up the pool. We blew up the pool. I don't know what's happening. And he's like, okay, calm down. And Phineas just pressed a bunch of buttons and it somehow turned off. And so we just left it. We were like, fuck this. We are not going to mess with this. And so we got it fixed. Clearly it's running. Everything is fine now. But that was a very high end, you know, just an intense moment for us where both of us just didn't know what to do. And then we had problems with like our drain up in the shower. And it was one of those spiraling nights where things just kept happening. And we were like, holy crap, we're living in a house. We don't know how to do anything, you know?
Oh my God.
So I think it's going to be a lot more of that, of just
for sure.
Just trial and error.
Yeah. You
know, trial and error. But yeah, so it looks like my favorite thing of the house so far has given us the most trouble.
I was going to say, so the favorite part of the house is the backyard, and the backyard almost exploded.
Yeah.
Basically. Well, I'm not going to lie. We got way too many questions for you, and you and I talk way too much to do it all in one episode. So like I said with Joey, Claudia, you are going to be back because you are one of my best friends,
yes,
and
please.
Therefore I have jurisdiction over your whereabouts. So thank you guys so much for listening. Thank you, Claudia, so much. Is there anything you want to promote besides like you?
Yeah, I Phineas was like, hey, you can promote this if you want, but we are going to start a podcast. Ooh, woo, woo. We haven't recorded anything yet. We just have the idea locked down and we're starting to speak with our teams, doing the behind the scenes.
So it's
stuff.
Like on the lookout. Yes,
but we're going to have a podcast together, which I'm very excited about because we go on crazy tangents and we're always like, why are we not recording this?
I would love to hear his version.
Yeah.
His version of the backyard saga.
That's exactly what the podcast is going to be, is just both sides of whatever is going on in our lives. So that's going to come up soon. But besides that, I'm just grateful to be on here and be able to catch up with you, chat on my carpet. And thank you for having me.
Of course. You guys make sure you go follow Claudia on Instagram. Check out Phineas's music. Watch her vlogs. They just moved. So obviously she's doing a ton of vlogs.
Moving vlogs.
They're amazing. Yeah. She's like one of the, like, she's one of my favorite YouTube channels to actually watch just because it's like bearable in a sense of she's not like a psychopath, and then she also has really great editing skills. So let me know what you guys want to hear next week in a sense of, hey, I'll see you on Wednesday. Thank you guys so much for listening. Please give this podcast a 5-star rating. Make sure to subscribe, and I will say I'll see you guys next week because we're YouTubers, but I won't see them. They'll never see me.
They'll hear you next week.
I will talk to you guys next week. I'm going to be doing my mood next week. We didn't have enough time today, but I'll be going through your advice email. So make sure to email moodwithlaurenelizabeth@gmail.com. Your mood with the advice you need. Follow me on Instagram, shopxlethelabel.com, and I will see you guys next week. Bye.
Bye.
Please note that this episode may contain paid endorsements and advertisements for products and services. Individuals on the show may have a direct or indirect financial interest in products or services referred to in this episode.